Broadcasting from Manhattan Beach and the World Wide Web, you're listening to CHSR, HealthyLife.net.
As a service to our listeners, this program is for general information and entertainment purposes only. CHSR HealthyLife.net does not recommend, endorse, or object to the views, products, or topics expressed or discussed by show hosts or their guests. We suggest you always consult with your own personal, medical, financial, or legal advisor.
Hello and welcome to Power Talk. I'm Jean Adrian and I'm your host, and every week I bring you cutting-edge information from many sources to assist you as you make your choices and raise your vibration, because together we're creating a brand new reality. And I'm thrilled that you've chosen to join me here on Healthy Life Radio. I commit to you that I'm going to bring you information that's going to challenge you to grow, but I'll provide you with power tools to use as you do. So I invite you to visit my website, jeanadrian.com. And while you're there, please be sure to sign up for my newsletter so that I can send you a link for the online version of my Inner Speak cards. Now, you can buy those cards off of Amazon or my website or in your local bookstore to clear away the things that are holding you back in any or all areas of your life. But my gift to you is to use the online automated version of them for absolutely free. And then if you don't like my newsletter, feel free to opt out and continue to use those cards as long as you want. And today I've also got a special offer for you. The first person who emails me, Jean at JeanAdrian.com, and requests a half-price session with me and tells me that you heard this on Power Talk, I'll give you a full private session with me for $77 versus the $144 that I normally charge. So Jean at JeanAdrian.com, and the first person to do it is going to be the winner. All right, so today we're going to talk about love, romance, what works, what won't ever work, and how we tend to give ourselves away when we get into a relationship. Our guest today is the founder of Igniting Brilliance Through Feminine Leadership, a consulting company providing professional business service or business women mentoring, personal and professional development, and peer group interaction support to other women and each other to become authentic and powerful in order to help heal and transform the way we all work, lead, and live. Lisa Marie Jenkins is a Huffington Post blogger, and she delivers keynotes and workshops to professional women at companies like Google and Xerox and many other organizations. And prior to launching her own consulting company, she spent over 20 years in senior sales and marketing roles at Fortune 500 high-tech companies and was recognized as one of the 200 most influential women in her industry. One of the reasons why I asked her to join me on the show today is because I really feel like her message is unique when it comes to the 21st century woman and her role in human evolution. Lisa Marie knows that women will have to step up with courage and confidence in order to invoke the divine feminine so that we can heal and transform the world. Creating masculine and feminine balance within ourselves and the world is the key to transformation, but women are going to be the ones that are going to lead this paradigm change. So, welcome to Power Talk, Lisa Marie.
Thank you so much, Jean. That was awesome.
Yeah, well, you're awesome, and your book is awesome. So, tell us about your book. I want to know all about it, where you get it, and what prompted you to write it.
So, the book title is Wake Up Beauty. It's not about the prince. If I had to give it, and I'll tell you where the title came from because it's an interesting story, but if I really had to give it a title, it would have been something like I'm So Powerful Without a Man, or I'm So Great With or Without a Man, but that would sound pretty boring. But the Wake Up Beauty is not about the prince came from. Many years ago, I was working with a woman, and I had recently gone through a breakup, and we were having a counseling session, and she said, honey, don't you know the biggest, fattest lie we've ever been told as little girls and as women is that Sleeping Beauty woke up when Prince Charming kissed her? She's like, oh, no, 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 no. Sleeping Beauty did not wake up from the prince's kiss. She went to sleep. She went to sleep on herself and her own passion and purpose and worth because she believed romantic love was going to provide that to her. So that's really what the title encompasses, and it's a lot of my own journey of waking up to my own passion and purpose and worth. Because
cool.
For so long, I unconsciously believed that I was not whole or complete unless I had a boyfriend or a husband, a partner, whatever you want to call it.
So we as women we're raised that way.
Yes.
You know, I'm a lot older than you. I come from a different generation, but we were raised that way. And I think, you know, to a certain extent, girls are still being told those fairy tales.
Yeah, I think it goes even beyond the fairy tale. I mean, you can look at it in so many, besides the romantic relationship, and it's another way of looking outside of yourself for fulfillment. The romantic relationship can be that. It can be money. It can be power. It can be a bigger house. It can be all of those things. It can be drug addiction. It can be a lot of addictive things. And the romantic relationship can be another form of addiction that you're just continually searching outside of yourself for the fulfillment that can only come from within. And I do think that it can happen to men and women, but I think it's more common for women than it is men, because we have been conditioned that somehow we're not whole or complete without a man. And it kind of goes back to outdated DNA, where we literally needed a man for survival, physical survival.
Right.
We needed his strength and his stature and so forth to be able to hunt and protect us. And then it was even up through, you know, up until about 30 years ago, we needed a man still to provide for us financially. Women literally went from their father's house to their husband's house.
Oh, yeah. And, well, and in the world that where I was raised, I was married in 1970 and had my first child in 72. And my son was 6 months old when my ex-husband was transferred. He was a social worker, and he was transferred to a little town in the North Florida panhandle called Dufuniak Springs. And Dufuniak Springs was a step back in time. I mean,
sure.
I will tell you that they even still had bathrooms that were marked white and colored. But
that wasn't uncommon in the South.
No, but the discrimination didn't stop with race. It also laid over to women. I've always worked as a woman in a man's world. I started off as a computer programmer, systems analyst, and then got into high tech sales like you. But back in those days, I was still, you know, doing the technical end of it with computers, and so obviously I couldn't find a job in that little town. And I had, you know, and I had a little baby to take care of, so I really didn't want to work anyway. But when I landed in that town, I couldn't even open a checking account by myself.
Yeah, you weren't allowed to.
No,
have your own
not allowed.
you
got to bring your husband. And, you know, and we even, you know, the big deal was on election night, everybody kind of turned out in the town square to see who won. And so the winners were, like, walking down like a receiving line at a wedding, shaking hands. And he shook my husband's hand, and then he turned to me and he said, "How are you tonight, little lady?" And he didn't even offer his hand to me. And,
Well, I stayed home for 5 years with my children when they were young.
Mm-hmm.
And what I realized about that, especially after I went back to work, is I had lost so much self-confidence during that 5 years of not being in the world and interacting and, you know, having situations where it was forcing me to expand and to grow and, you know, muster up courage. But I've got a story very similar to yours, and believe it or not, this goes back to 2007. I was with Xerox at the time, and I had to go to a big Xerox dealer he was like the largest dealer in North Carolina, but he was a little bit outside of, and I don't remember if it was Raleigh or Charlotte, North Carolina, but mind you, this is 2006. I was running the show. I was doing the training, the presentation, the whole deal, and he brought his entire staff in, and I had a male counterpart with me that was more my technical advisor, and he literally sat me at a separate table with the women, and then the men all sat at the big table.
Okay, that's really scary, because we're talking, you know, 30 years difference here.
It was like, I'm giving this presentation, and you sat me with, you know, in essence, the women I were sitting with, they were all administrative women.
Right.
So, and I was the account lead. It was quite funny.
Actually, it was quite sad.
Time.
You know, but, I mean, it's, to me, the bottom line on this is that we get thrown into that trap of what I call the triangle of fear and control, and a lot of different people have written about it, you know, the persecutor, the rescuer, and the victim. And I think that what ends up happening is that we, as women, get led into that trap of looking outside ourselves for fulfillment and being told that, you know, we're going to have Prince Charming who's going to ride up on a white horse and save us.
Right. Well, and you know, it goes back to, it. We kind of bring it through us in our DNA. We bring it, it's cellular memory, it's conditioning, it's look at even today in advertising, how much comes at women. I mean, our role as women is to look phenomenal and to be able to do everything and to attract them, you know, and our sexuality is everything. Right? Mm-hmm. I mean, even everything in the media comes at you that way. All the way down to, I read a lot of statistics around industry and women and gender bias and different things. And, like, the film industry is amazing for women. You think we're 50% of the population, but only one in four leading roles go to a woman, mm-hmm. and they are not in the top 16 paychecks for the Hollywood industry. And only women only get 2 out of 5 parts, even though we're, for overall, period, they're not rolled to a woman.
Yeah.
So why are we not even equally represented in the industry when that's reality? We are half the population, right? We are half of what we're mimicking in the world, so to speak. So.
Exactly.
But here's the other piece that really intrigues me right now, and I think it has a lot to do with this, is I've been studying a lot around the double bind and the, which I'll explain if you're not familiar as a listener with that, and the unconscious bias that we all have when it comes to men versus women. And this has a lot to do more in the workforce especially, but it's sort of like if women are anything but nice and likable first, we're judged by a completely different standard than a man is. So it's sort of this unconscious bias that even if you say you're really pro women and you're really pro equality as far as in the workplace and so forth, when blind tests are done, women and men both judge women differently and more harshly. And I'll give you an example of a study that was done. This will sum it up, and it fascinates me. So there was a woman named Heidi Rosen out of Silicon Valley, and I believe she came from, I can't remember now if it was Google or it might have been a different company, but long story, she came from a big high-tech company, and she went out and became an entrepreneur and started a venture capitalist. And the woman killed it, so much so that Harvard did a business case on her. So then a professor at Columbia University took his MBA students, and he divided the class in half, and men and women equal in both groups. And he took the business case, and he gave the original business case to one group, and he took the business case and changed nothing else in it but from Heidi to Howard. That was it. So the gender changed. Every other word was exactly the same. Handed it to the other. And then he pulled, had them read the study together and have conversations, and then he polled them about what they thought. Well, each group found Heidi and Howard equally competent. How could you not? But they revered Howard. They loved Howard. Howard was amazing, great guy, totally trust him, loved to work for him. Heidi, not so much. Heidi's out for herself. Don't trust Heidi, certainly wouldn't want to work for Heidi. So how interesting is that when we just look at gender, that we have a different set of standards. When a woman is anything but nice and likable first, we're really harsh on her as opposed to just looking her at her competency.
Oh, for sure, for sure. And, you know, and women are really hard on each other in the
yes.
corporate world as well.
It's a fear of lack. It's as if they're operating from a scarcity model. So
yeah.
instead of supporting each other, they look at each other as competition.
Mm-hmm. And the worst experience I ever had was working for a female boss, to the point that I decided I would never do that again. I didn't care what the job was. They wanted to pay me $1 million. I was never going to work for another woman. And this came in a hierarchy of women. The vice president was a woman. The director underneath her was a woman who was my direct boss. And then I was a manager. And holy moly. You know, I was just like, you've got to be kidding me.
I'm glad you brought this up, Jean, because this is something I've been recently contemplating. I purposely navigated my career to not ever report to a woman. And that's pretty hard to admit since I'm like the biggest advocate of, you know, I don't like to say use the word feminist, but I'm absolutely a huge supporter of women finding their courage and their passion. And because I think what women have to bring to the table, we can shift things and how
right.
things are operating. We got to get out of this old we're in a place of evolution where we've got to shift things. We've got to do things from a place of creating impact and for the greater good, and that sustainability and giving back to communities. You know, no longer for any company can their bottom line solely be profit. And that's where women can really bring the heart and the intuition and the collaboration and compassion and empathy and rehumanizing the workplace as opposed to this pure masculine way of doing things. And when I say masculine, I don't necessarily mean men, but that's how the world has been run by, you know, the business, the political, and
well, the old guard, if you want, you know?
Yeah. You know, it's just a very analytical,
right,
logical, linear, competitive, all-out action approach without
right
tuning in to the intuition and the heart and the wisdom, right? So it's not inspired action. It's,
you know,
action.
Well, and I think that women are going to have to do it because if you look at what's happening in the world today, you're seeing how the yang aspect, the masculine aspect, is revolting against change.
Yeah. You know,
across
that's,
the board
and
across
that,
the globe.
I use that a lot. When I say masculine and feminine balance, people want to go into men versus women really easily. So I always say it's like the yin and yang.
Yeah.
We each have a masculine and feminine within us, and most women lack the masculine. And the masculine is the ability to take action and to move forward and to develop confidence. And confidence is developed through finding courage to push through something, even when you feel fear, and then failing and having resilience and building resiliency to get up and do it again kind of thing. And that builds confidence. So that's the piece that women are often lacking. So for me, do we take women who already have emotional intelligence and build them up a little bit in the courage and confidence? Or do we take men who totally lack, in most cases, the emotional intelligence and knowing how to lead with the heart? Because I don't, that would be a much longer road. And I think evolution is requiring women to step up and take their place.
Mm-hmm.
And then men, we free men up to start discovering their new role. Because their new role is no longer, their role can no longer be just provider and protector.
Right.
And so men are confused. They don't know who they are.
Well, and, you know, shall I say it's only fair that it happens to be that way? Because we've been in that catch-22 now for a long, long time, hundreds of years probably, where, you know, we've been expected to do all of these different gender-biased roles, you know. And we've acquiesced to it. And I don't know about for you, but for me, it caused me to fall into a healing crisis. I hit a wall it's actually what got me into metaphysics and spirituality and now coaching women was through a healing crisis of my own where I was having anger management issues.
Mm.
For no reason. And so here I am. I'm a single mom with two kids in one high school, one college. And, you know, I'm the breadwinner for us. And I was having such a difficult time. A day didn't pass where I didn't either have to go into the bathroom and just cry and then redo my makeup, or sometimes even go home at lunch and, you know, collect myself and then come back to try to make through the afternoon. The director of engineering in the company I was working for forbade me to ever come in his office again because I got into this thing about rightness and I knew what he was doing was wrong and, you know, and I wasn't going to get off of my horse and soapbox until he heard me and that kind of thing. And when I finally ended up in a healing crisis because of that and went and started counseling, what I found was that it was all this anger that was welling up inside me because I didn't know who I was anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I had had it being the best mom, the best taxi driver, the best this, the best that, the best the other, you know.
Yeah, so your child was screaming.
Yes, she was. Yes, she was. And when she laid the F-bomb on the accounting director on a Friday afternoon because of something stupid and really thought she was going to lose her job, that was when I got serious about trying to figure out what was going on.
Yeah, isn't that amazing?
Yeah,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, you know, it was being screamed at you to take a look, pay attention,
mm-hmm.
pay attention, yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Look how hard people work to avoid that
Well, and you know, I believe that we have to change the world one heart at a time, which is why I think your book is so timely, because really what you're talking about is finding the truth within ourselves individually,
mm-hmm.
and then extrapolating that out to become the leader in the
absolutely.
World by modeling.
Absolutely. And for me, I was probably more masculine.
Mm-hmm.
Not in my appearance by any means, but certainly in my, you know, my yin and yang. I was very, and I still can go that way. I'm an action taker. And
sure.
I'm having to learn how to slow down more and tune into my wisdom and have more patience and bring the feminine in before I take action.
Yeah, because, you know, it's got to come from a place of balance, and I think that's the big lesson for all of us right now. But you know what? It's time for us to take our first commercial break. So, listeners, if you join us late today, I'm Jean Adrian. I'm the host here at Power Talk Radio, and I'm speaking today with Lisa Marie Jenkins about her new book, Wake Up Beauty. Her website, if you want to find out more about her, is lisamariejenkins.com, and we're going to stop, do a station break, and we will be right back. So stay with us. You don't want to miss this.
InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coaching just might be the career move you need to make. You'll be able to help people reach their full life potential and recognize a livable income for you and your family. InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coaching gives you all the tools, education, and one-on-one private sessions that you'll need to become a certified InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coach. It even gives you business acceleration tactics to help you kickstart your business. Start now by calling 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit jeanadrian.com.
If you've ever felt stuck, fed up with the repeating behaviors that sabotage your own success in any area of your life, career, love, money, or health, let Jean Adrian show you how to find your passion again and clear the blocks that are holding you back. Learn more about Jean's breakthrough coaching at www.jeanadrian.com. She's helped thousands of people get their lives back on track. It's your turn. Contact her now.
Stop the insanity. You can easily help clear the blocks that are standing in your way of a successful relationship, a great career, and even optimal health. The secret is Jean Adrian, and she can help you get amazing results with an individual InnerSpeak session via phone or Skype right from the comfort of your home. Clear old programming, erase painful childhood memories, and stand in your own power. Sometimes it takes just one InnerSpeak individual session. Call Jean Adrian now at 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit jeanadrian.com.
Okay, you're stressed. You need a little R&R. Wouldn't going to a spa help? There's all kinds of spas, too. Destination spas, medical spas, day spas, even dental and mobile spas. Where do you find the right spa at the right price? Oh, no, more stress? Well, not anymore. Visit spafinders.com. At spafinders.com, you'll find everything you need to know about spas from around the world. So de-stress. Click on spafinders.com right on our homepage. Ah, oh, I'm feeling relaxed already.
Radio your way. HealthyLife.net.
Welcome back to Power Talk. I'm Jean Adrian, and I'm your host on the show today, and my guest is Lisa Marie Jenkins. We're talking about her new book, Wake Up Beauty, and finding balance in our life, you know, having love and romance and doing it the right way. So, Lisa, you talk a lot in your book about how we as women tend to go to sleep on ourselves, and we forget what our passion is and our purpose and our mission when we go into a relationship.
And
I found that very interesting because I've done that more than once.
I think we all have, and I think women in general, I think that women can often mistake their calling or their purpose for the roles they play in life, whether they're a mother, a wife, et cetera, because women are so others-focused And we forget to bring, you know, it goes back to when you're on an airplane, put the oxygen mask on yourself before helping others or small children. Women don't, you know, a lot of women really freak by that. They're like, well, no, of course I'm going to put it on my child first. The women have a hard time realizing they have to take care of themselves first, and then it's really easy to help anybody else. And so I think that's part of it. But I think it's, I think we, even when we're aware, I know for me, I've done it when I've gotten involved with someone and I've been dating someone, I totally step off again, and I'm like, where's my center? Where's my focus? It's not on me. It's on somebody else and making somebody else happy and the relationship. And I let go of my purpose. And it's, I had this conversation with a girlfriend just a couple of weeks ago, and it played out so beautifully because when we had this conversation and she made some changes, she got immediate results for it. So I'll tell you a little bit about her. Her name is Jenna, and she's a doula. She's a birth coach. So she works mm-hmm. with a lot of executive women, first-time mothers, during the whole pregnancy and birth process and helping them. And she's recently connected with somebody that she was very close to in high school that lives out of state, and they've developed a romance. It's a long-distance romance. She's in Florida, and he's in North Carolina. And it's been going really well, and she's been writing an amazing book, and she's been on fire with developing her own practice. And suddenly, she got all caught up in the projections of her relationship with him and where it's going and getting married and wanting to have another child before she's 37, et cetera, right? So suddenly, her whole focus is on this relationship with him and making that happen and all her projections. And her book went sideways. She's, you know, pushed it aside on her desk, wasn't actively working on it. She wasn't as involved in developing her business as she had been. So all of her passion left from why she's here to her passion for the man in her life. And the funny thing about that is he was becoming a little more distant as she was doing this, right? Mm. We had this conversation. I said, Jenna, you took your focus off of you. You took your focus off your own passion and purpose and why you're here on this planet truly. I said, get back to that. Get back to your excitement about writing your book and your practice, et cetera, and let that go. She did that for 2 days and just totally switched gears. And suddenly this guy is calling her multiple times a day all over her again, right? I'm like, there you have it. See, so when we're actively trying to grasp something or make it happen and putting all this projection and expectation on a situation, we actually keep it from happening. And the minute you get back into your own center and your own passion, then you open the space for that person to really be there with you.
Well, you know, and that works not only in romance, but in everything else.
Everything.
Any kind of manifesting, if yep. you're not in alignment with your truth,
outcome.
It ain't going to happen.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. But it was, you know, and this is another, I love this story because a lot of people have, this hasn't been my way home has been always through the romantic relationship and what I had to heal there, but mm-hmm. a lot of people have, you know, stuff around money and feeling deserving of abundance and having a flow of money. And so my daughter lives in New York City, and she's in grad school, and I was up there visiting her, and we had dinner one night, and I was having a chat with her about money and how money is just, you attach the vibration to money. It's just a dollar bill. That means nothing. It's the vibration that you give it. And so if you have fear around money or worries about scarcity, then you'll restrict the flow of money to you. If you every time you write a bill out, or, you know, a check to pay a bill, and you do that with gratitude of thankful for that you had electricity and thankful that you were able to pay your bill. Like, if you always put, an abundance and a gratitude around money, it will flow to you easily. So right then and there, the waiter brings the check to us, and it was hand added, and he had misadded by $20 in our favor. And I said, excuse me. I said, you cut yourself $20 short on this. It should be $100, not $80. And he's like, oh, thank you so much. And he corrected it. And then it was a cash-only restaurant, and so I didn't have enough cash to pay the $100. And my daughter said, oh, Mom, I saw an ATM machine in the lobby. I'll go get some cash for you. And so I go, okay, just go get $100 out. She leaves. She comes back. She sits down, and she has this smirk on her face. And I'm like, what? And she goes, so I took $100 out, like you said, but when I walked up to the ATM, there was a $20 bill laying in the tray, and there was nobody around, Mom. I looked everywhere. There was nobody. So it was so perfect. So, you know, when the minute I gave, you know, was honest and gave the guy the $20, I had $20 just flowed to me, right? So
yeah.
It was just cool. So I love when that those kind of metaphysics things happen.
Well, you know, and I want to underline what you've just said in case somebody tuned in the middle of that conversation. Because, listeners, what she just said about money applies to anything you're trying to manifest in your life, romance, a career. You know, any of that, it's all just energy, and it's what you, it's the energy you put on whatever it is you're looking at, you know, looking up the nose of in that moment. It's the energy you put on it that...
When you're attached to having it to be okay,
yeah.
You're going to keep it. It's just universal law. And so
that's right.
As women, we can be very attached to having to have a partner, a husband, a boyfriend, to feel like we're going to be okay. And the minute we feel like we have to have him to be okay, we keep it from happening.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. So, Lisa Marie, what are the most common things that you find in dealing with women that keeps them from achieving their potential and holds them back in any area of life?
Oh, I think for women, a really big one is learning to believe in themselves.
Mm.
Really learning to notice the inner critic that is not who they are. The voice that tells you you're not good enough, you can't do it, you're not prepared enough, you haven't had enough training there, who are you to do something like that? All of that, that I call it the inner critic, right?
Sure.
And that is not the truth of who you are. So it's learning to recognize that voice, that mean voice, the way that we can talk to ourselves that we would never even talk to somebody that we did not like. Like, we say things to ourselves as women that we would never in a million years say to another person, even if we didn't like that person.
Mm.
So it's learning to recognize that voice as your inner critic and know it's not the truth because it's not being nice and it is mean, and learning to then switch the voice into your inner wisdom or being your own best friend, starting to talk to yourself with relentless self-compassion, when you're struggling, when you're hurting, when you're afraid, finding the voice in you that talks to you the same way you would a dear friend, a sister, your child, and consoling yourself in that same way. The other thing is women have to really learn how to be happy alone. Really enjoy your own company and know that your own company is precious. And when you can appreciate that and enjoy your own company, then someone else is going to really love being around you too.
Yeah. Those are huge, you know, and it really is, I think it really kind of comes back to taking the time to figure out what's important to you, who you really are, what your passion is, and, you know, and why you're here.
Yeah. So, I mean, learning to hear the inner critic and then learning how to talk to yourself self-compassionately is... And, you know, also, women get very focused on external approval, more addicted to praise.
Right.
So we can chat more about that because that's a really big one.
Yeah. In fact, we do need to take another break. So when we come back, let's talk about, we'll talk about external approval and addiction to needing praise. So listeners, this is Power Talk. I'm Jean Adrian, your host. And today I'm speaking with Lisa Marie Jenkins. She's got a new book out and it's called Wake Up Beauty. So stay with us and we'll give you a lot more good nuggets when we come back.
Stop the insanity. You can easily help clear the blocks that are standing in your way of a successful relationship, a great career, and even optimal health. The secret is Jean Adrian, and she can help you get amazing results with an individual InnerSpeak session via phone or Skype right from the comfort of your home. Clear old programming, erase painful childhood memories, and stand in your own power. Sometimes it takes just one InnerSpeak individual session. Call Jean Adrian now at 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit jeanadrian.com.
For all your live or pre-recorded webcasting needs, come to earthchannel.com. Get your web-based message out to a select group or the whole world. It's easy. A pioneer in webcasting, earthchannel.com provides the best products and services to big corporations and government users. And now, this same technology is available to you. They have the best Earthcast encoders, servers, and products to meet your technical needs. But wait, don't want to mess with technical stress? No problem. They'll do it for you. EarthChannel.com is your answer. You can use webcasting for lots of things like advertising, marketing, customer support, training, and don't forget, web radio and TV. In fact, you're listening to a live Earthcast right now. So come to EarthChannel.com. Actualize your audio or video webcasting needs today. You can't beat the friendly service or the price. Call earthchannel.com at 1-800-849-8978. That's 1-800-849-8978.
If you've ever felt stuck, fed up with the repeating behaviors that sabotage your own success in any area of your life, career, love, money, or health, let Jean Adrian show you how to find your passion again and clear the blocks that are holding you back. Learn more about Jean's breakthrough coaching at www.jeanadrian.com. She's helped thousands of people get their lives back on track. It's your turn. Contact her now.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Power Talk. I'm Jean Adrian, your host, and today we're focusing on the feminine aspect coming into balance in leadership, in romance, and in life in general. And my guest is Lisa Marie Jenkins. She's a Huffington Post blogger. Her website is lisamariejenkins.com, and she's got a new book that I think you will love called Wake Up Beauty. And, you know, we're talking before the break about, you know, how we just get out of balance and how we get to a place where we're looking outside ourselves for approval. I think I've grown past this one, but I still have a lot of clients that I work with in my coaching business who are always looking for approval from someone else. And the classic thing is that, you know, I'll have a client session, and my client will start off with, "Jean, you're going to be so proud of me." And immediately I want to go, "Whoa, wait a minute. Why aren't you proud of you?"
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
Because that, to me, that's the classic red flag. So how do we fall into that pit where we get addicted to people to praise us?
That one starts in grade school, Jean.
Mm.
You know, as young girls, we are taught to follow the rules, to be perfection, you know, to be perfect as much as, you know, our work is perfectionism, and we. We're praised for being quiet and doing and being perfect and following the rules.
Yeah.
So it turns us into a bunch of approval seekers, and unfortunately, that doesn't translate into success in the world in your career.
Right.
Because perfectionism, following the rules, and being quiet will not get you anywhere in your career. It doesn't matter how many degrees you have, how perfect your work is. If you do not know how to challenge authority, challenge and align yourself with authority that you find strategically appropriate and with integrity, and learn how to, and women struggle with this one because they think of it as bragging about themselves, but women struggle with raising their profile, bringing attention to their successes. And you don't, and it's not, the purpose of it isn't to brag about yourself, but that's how women always see it, as self-serving. But when you really put out there what you've achieved and what that accomplished, then it helps other people utilize that information of what you shared to help themselves, and also to start being, you know, promoting themselves and raising their profile as far as what they're accomplishing. So I think that's where it kind of all starts. And because this goes back to early in our conversation, when women are anything but not seen as nice and likable first, they're judged very harshly because we still have this old, outdated role model of conditioning, and that's where the unconscious bias is. So women are often looking for the outside approval to be liked and to be okay first, because that, we know that's what we're judged on first. So that's part of the praise seeking. But also it goes back to, we live in Western culture. We live in a society that we have developed self-esteem as outside achievements, as opposed to self-esteem comes from being really good with you, being really okay with yourself and really okay with your behavior and choices and how you're living your life. We're directed to look outside of ourselves for our achievements, and that goes back to, you know, a couple generations ago. Like, it's, I think it kind of started with my son, who was 21, but every kid on the baseball team gets a trophy. Right? So that's part of the appraisal culture as well. So we speak outside of ourselves to feel good about ourselves, which is a bottomless pit. Right? It's not fulfilling, and it's you're always searching and looking for more of that external approval. So that's a big one for women.
For sure, for sure. And it can be, this is something that should be put in Management 101 class.
Absolutely.
You know, but it's not. Because, you know, I mean, I remember one of my corporate faux pas that was a huge pitfall, and I never really did recover. I finally ended up leaving that job and going to another one, was, and I will say, I'm going to preface this by saying, I never made that mistake again, but I was hired into a management role, a sales manager, and I didn't realize that I couldn't be the manager and the best friend of all the people in the room. And so I wanted to be accepted, and I wanted them all to like me, and that was a recipe for disaster.
Yeah, a lot of parents do that too.
Oh, for sure. Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's a big one for women, is letting go of, you know, letting go of that external approval or needing that praise or fear of criticism.
Mm-hmm.
Because let's face it, you look at any powerful woman that has really put herself in the arena, she undergoes a lot of severe criticism. And it's tougher for us to put ourselves in the spotlight and in the arena, because we get judged much harsher. Just like the story I told you about with Heidi Rosen,
mm-hmm.
where you look at people like Hillary Clinton
or
anybody that, I can't remember if it was on the cover of Newsweek or US Week, I don't know, one of the news magazines, and they had a picture, and I'm going to forget her name. She is I believe she's the CEO of, gosh, I wish I could remember her name, of Yahoo.
I know who you're talking about.
Really pretty blonde.
Right, yeah.
So they have she's on the cover, it's a headshot from the side, and God, what is her name? It's like, and the title is "So and So is the Real Deal." Like, oh, because she's an attractive young blonde, we have to verify that she's the real deal.
Yeah,
that's hysterical to me. But one of the things that I've seen Brené Brown speak a few times.
Mm-hmm.
She's a researcher.
Yeah, she's pretty amazing.
Yeah, she's amazing. And one of the things that I put into practice a couple years ago that I learned from her was, choose discomfort over resentment. And that means that oftentimes we don't speak our truth or share what we really mean or want to share because we're afraid of someone's reaction, or we're afraid we're going to hurt their feelings, or all of those things. So it's about being liked again. We want to be liked. We don't want to. But what ends up happening is, when we don't speak our truth and we don't use our authentic voice in a gracious way, of course, if you have to say no to somebody or lay a boundary, is that we end up getting very resentful over time.
Mm-hmm.
And then it just ends up coming out in very unhealthy ways. So choosing to, because it might be really uncomfortable for me to tell you, you know, Gene, I'm sorry, I would really like to be there for you tomorrow and do this with you, but I've got so much going on, and please ask me again, but I just can't make it this time, right?
Yeah.
But instead, I would, because I don't want to disappoint you as a friend or something, I would say yes instead, because it was uncomfortable to say no, and so
mm-hmm.
I said yes anyway when I wanted to say no. And then what? Then I've stressed myself out. I'm resentful that I have too much on my plate that day, blah, 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 right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and it kind of goes back to Don Miguel Ruiz's book from, 10 years ago, The Four Agreements?
Yeah.
Where he says, you know, one of those four agreements is be impeccable with your words.
Yep.
And that's what you're talking about here.
It is. It's impeccable. And it's also about not taking anything personally, right? That kind of
right. Comes
with this as well. So.
Exactly. So, you know, I started off because your book is about, you know, falling in love and then, you know, going to sleep and giving your power away. So what's a holy relationship?
to me, a holy relationship is that when you have two people come together and they both are very conscious of, I'm crazy about you, you're crazy about me, and but we know that this romantic relationship is going to facilitate bringing up our stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Because the romantic relationship is divine for that. It will bring up the parts of us that need healing, the parts of us that aren't so pretty, that are a little dark, that really need to be brought into the light. So the romantic relationship absolutely acts as a mirror. And so if two people can go in consciously knowing you're going to show me my stuff, and when it does happen, I'm going to take a look at that.
And I'm going to be committed to doing that.
Yeah, instead of blaming you for harm feeling.
Right, exactly. All right, so it's time for us to take our last break for the day, so stay with us. This is Power Talk, and we'll be right back.
If you've ever felt stuck, fed up with the repeating behaviors that sabotage your own success in any area of your life, career, love, money, or health, let Jean Adrian show you how to find your passion again and clear the blocks that are holding you back. Learn more about Jean's breakthrough coaching at www.jeanadrian.com. She's helped thousands of people get their lives back on track. It's your turn. Contact her now.
Stop the insanity. You can easily help clear the blocks that are standing in your way of a successful relationship, a great career, and even optimal health. The secret is Jean Adrian, and she can help you get amazing results with an individual InnerSpeak session via phone or Skype, right from the comfort of your home. Clear old programming, erase painful childhood memories, and stand in your own power. Sometimes it takes just one InnerSpeak individual session. Call Jean Adrian now at 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit GeneAdrian.com.
Shh! Over here. Here's a secret for a virus-free computer. ESET. They've been a pioneer in the antivirus industry for over 25 years. 25 years of innovative, top-rated antivirus protection. ESET's award-winning security solutions provide a safe online experience for over 100 million home and business computer owners. They are so affordable, fast, and simple to use. So be gone, you blue screen of death. ESET's on my computer. If it's not on yours, visit HealthyLife.net's advertiser page and click on ESET now.
InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coaching just might be the career move you need to make. You'll be able to help people reach their full life potential and recognize a livable income for you and your family. InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coaching gives you all the tools, education, and one-on-one private sessions that you'll need to become a certified InnerSpeak Breakthrough Coach. It even gives you business acceleration tactics to help you kickstart your business. Start now by calling 404-934-0714. That's 404-934-0714. Visit GeneAdrian.com.
HealthyLife.net, where positive overcomes negative.
Welcome back to Power Talk on HealthyLife.net. I'm Jean Adrian. This is our last segment for this week, and I'm speaking today with Lisa Marie Jenkins about her new book, Wake Up Beauty, and you can find out everything Lisa on her website, lisamariejenkins.com. And Lisa, you're moving into developing some pretty powerful one-on-one and group work with women to help them to learn how to work with power in a healthy way, right?
Absolutely, because there's so many brilliant women in the world that aren't playing big in the world,
mm-hmm.
because they hold themselves back from a lot of the things that we've been talking about today. And
yeah.
So that's my work, because not only is it a huge opportunity, and I love the word feminista, because I don't like the word feminist, because it has a very negative connotation to me. Feminist tends to be the connotation is it's negative, it's anger, it's defensive posturing against men, and that's not what being a feminista is about. A feminista is about this tidal wave of change and evolution that women are meant to ignite and to drive. So I see women today, if you're living and breathing today as a woman, not only is it your responsibility to find your power and your passion and your purpose and your callings in life, but it's an opportunity, but it's your responsibility to play,
mm-hmm.
because you are hired as a change agent, if you will, because if you notice, just this women's movement is everywhere. Every women's organizations, women's conferences, it's just popping up left and right, and there is no mistake about why that is happening, because this is a really important and transitional time on our planet, and I believe that women have been bestowed this opportunity and responsibility, and our job is to create a tidal wave of change to drive evolution. This masculine power that we've been driven by for thousands of years, I mean, yes, it got us technology and it got us bridges, but it's gotten us a lot of destruction. We've got to bring the heart back into it. So it's about the balance between the masculine and feminine, or the yin and the yang, as we've called it.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Well, earlier on you quoted one of my favorite authors, Marianne Williamson, and really what you're talking about is what she also wrote that ended up being in Mandela's inauguration speech, mm-hmm. that, you know, who are we to play small?
Yes.
You know, we're here to do this.
Yes, and I actually quoted that it's in my book, that the full quote.
Exactly, because it is our birthright. And if we don't do it, nobody else will.
Yeah, but it's when women find their passion and their purpose, they automatically are doing something that helps heal or bring more love to the planet.
Yes. And so these workshops that you're doing all around the country, how can the listeners find out more about that?
Yes, so they can go to my website, lisamariejenkins.com, and there's a section on the front page that says leadership and training and development.
Mm-hmm.
So I do a couple. My core offerings are two things, but I love to speak at any conference, any organization. I'm speaking at the Microsoft World Partner Conference this July, and I'm doing something on gender and generational diversity, and I'm also doing something about for women. It's about creating vision for themselves. But my core offering is women's True North Women's Leadership Forum. So mm-hmm. what this is a peer group where you bring 8 to 12 women together, so it's a set group. And this acts as, and it's professionally facilitated by myself and another consultant that I work with. And what it becomes is sort of a trusted board of advisors for women to help. And we have some set modules that we take them through, but it can be ongoing for as long as you want to do it. So it's a meet monthly for a half day in person. And it's peer coaching, it's professional coaching, it's different modules to basically support you to create vision, act in the face of fear, start moving forward and learning how to take up more space and find your passion and your calling in life and really promote your career and your life. What's different about this leadership program than what of all the years in high tech and in large corporations is a lot of leadership focuses more on a lot of what I'll call hard skills and business acumen, but they miss addressing the whole being, right? So we're not just intellect, we're a whole person. So we have to address the well-being of others as well. So this is more of a mind, body, spirit, and career leadership forum, if you will. And what happens is it becomes sort of a sacred space that you spend, and everything's confidential in your group. And when you bring a wide variety of women together from different industries and different levels in their career, in management and so forth, it brings a lot of really cool perspective and fresh perspective. And you see women evolve and transform and change in just a few months, and it's pretty amazing.
That's really cool. Now, do you, because we may have some listeners today who aren't ready to commit to something quite on that scale, but do you have some tips that you can share with listeners for how they can start right this minute?
This is an easy one. This is a really easy one. Take turtle steps. Women have this way of thinking they have to have it all mapped out, all figured out. They have to have the whole plan in place before they can take step one. It doesn't work that way. Take any step forward towards your goals, your dreams, your passion. Just a tiny baby step. Because oftentimes we don't know what the next step is, and it won't be revealed to us until we've moved in a certain direction. And there is no having it all figured out, and especially in the entrepreneurial world, there is no planning and having it all figured out because it changes regularly, because mm-hmm. sometimes you have to experience something before you know what's really going to work or where you really want to go. So for women, it's just break it down to baby steps. Just take one step. Do one thing that gets you uncomfortable each week. Do something that brings discomfort, brings up a little fear for you, but will move you even the tiniest bit towards your goal.
Yeah, so you're talking get outside your box of comfort.
You've got to take actionable steps.
Right, so. You know, and it's really funny because you don't have to know how. I mean, that's one of the things that my guides early on kept telling me, Jean, how is not your job.
Exactly.
You just start moving forward, and as you put the energy there, then the universe, the system, God and the angels, whatever you want to call it.
I have a teacher that said the same thing. She used to say, you don't have to know the how, you only have to know the what.
Mm-hmm.
And take a step.
Yeah.
And it is, that's how, you know, I've only been an entrepreneur for 2 years, and it is, it was like jumping off a cliff when I left my safe, comfy job and had to redefine who I was, let go of my identity and my ego with my old job, I've had times where I struggled with trust, and every time I was really like, what am I doing? I need to just go get a job. Every
mm-hmm.
time I got there, something beautiful happened, and
uh-huh.
it was like, nope, keep going.
Oh yeah. You know, and another thing that I find, and I don't know, you can tell me if this is crazy or not, but follow the fun factor. You know?
That's a big lesson for me personally.
Yeah.
That's one, because I can be intense and I'm about getting stuff done. But you know, here's a perfect example of what I was just sharing. So it was about a year ago, it was November, maybe. I was struggling. I built and built and built, but nothing was flowing to me yet. No income was coming to me, and I was just about to like start seriously looking for a job. And I had been in a And Arianna Huffington spoke, and she was so authentic, and I loved her talk. And I just emailed her and literally thanked her for her presentation, her authenticity, and how much I enjoyed it. She emailed me back and said, I'd like to invite you to be a blogger for Huffington Post. I've copied my senior editor if you're interested.
Wow.
And I was like, okay, Lisa, keep going. You can't quit yet.
That was a nice sign from the universe. Well, wow, this has really been great. And we have blown through an hour here, and it's been a lot of fun. And so I'm going to have to get you back because I've got a dozen more questions at least that I want to ask. And I know that my listeners would love to hear. So thank you so much for joining us.
Yeah, and I want to clarify, Jean. So Wake Up Beauty, it's not about the prince because
mm-hmm.
there's some other books that have Wake Up Beauty in them. So, but
okay.
The subtitles, it's not about the prince. So Wake Up Beauty, it's
uh-huh.
not about the prince.
Perfect.
It's all about you. You're the one you've always been waiting for.
That's right. All right. And listeners, join me next time on Power Talk with Jean Adrian when my guest is going to be Michelle Rosenthal. We're going to be talking about trauma and healing from it. She's the PTSD expert. So I invite you to join us again next time. And until then, remember, people who take responsibility for their lives create the reality they desire. Ciao.